There's no man you treat like a king that will not treat you like a queen. No one. Inside every husband, there are three things. A little boy that wants to come out and play. If you address him, he will let you know. Number two is a king that wants to reign. Number three is a little fool. It depends on the one you address. A man may be as short as a bottle. Don't dare him. It is love that is making the man look, quote and unquote, stupid. If the man should beat you, you will know that his shortness is an advantage. They say, oh, my husband slapped me. I say, what did you say before he slapped you? When he's not a madman, there's a way you provoke something. It is the one you address that comes out. Your husband steps there, your royal majesty, welcome home. Why will the man not treat you like a queen? You don't beg and fight. Start treating you, that's the way Robert was treating his wife. You must treat me, you are a devil. It won't work. It won't work, you earn it. You earn it. Don't dishonor your husband in the presence of a third party or in the presence of your children. In the private and in the public, learn to honor him. There is a level of blessing that comes into your life as a married woman if you know how to honor your husband. God has taken me around the world. I've been to places and I'm all tears. Two weeks ago, I was flying from Nigeria to the U.S. via Dubai. I was the only passenger in the first class. I laid prostrate. And then I said, Father, hundreds of people are here. But I used to hawk to pay school fees. That's to let you know how poor my background is. Poor people will look at me and shake their head and say, oh, you are really poor. I pity you. And for Jehovah to have turned my life around that way, he deserves my praise. I've enjoyed blessings in my life.